We want to welcome back to the WNRN studios, Danny Schmidt. Morning, Danny.
Good morning. It's nice to see you again.
Nice to see you again. I can't help but reminisce a little bit when you come back to the studios because, you know, many years ago now, you were one of my first interviews that I did here in this studio.
Yeah.
When we just moved here in the summer of 99, and you had just released Live from the Prism Coffee House.
Yep. the old days, we like to call
them. The old days. And actually, you know, I reminisce even further because I came and took this job, and one of the first things I was handed was that disc. And, you know, it was one of the first discs I listened to. I was here, and I'm like, listen to your music. I was like, okay, I'm going to have a good time here if there's going to be musicians like this in town. And then... What year did you move to Austin?
2004, I believe.
So it's been a while.
It has. It has.
And things have been good.
Things have been real good, yeah.
And you, I have out one of your albums here, the Little Gray Sheep. That was out on Waterbug. You were kind of putting your own CDs out for a while, and then you started putting them out on small labels. And now your newest is out on Red House.
Yep, the new one's out on Red House, and the one I'm working on right now, Red House, is going to release early 2011, probably February. And now Carrie Elkins in here with me as well, and she...
I got that announcement, earlier this week, last week?
Yeah, they just announced that they signed her as well, so her new record early next year as well will be coming out on Red House.
Well, that's fantastic.
So we're teammates now.
Yeah. Well,
that's good. That's very good. In more ways than one, then.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to have you back. You've been well, I hope?
Yeah. Just been busy. Been on the road quite a bit. And we bought a house in June. I think June 5th we closed on it. And September 28th, last week, was the first night we got to spend together in our house. We've both been on the road all summer long, so it kind of sat lonely for about 3 months.
Well, Carrie and I were talking earlier that she's certainly been out on the road and was reminiscing about seeing Joe Pug and Josh Ritter, some people who are going to be coming through the area as well this weekend. So it's nice to hear some of the people that... she's been playing with, but, you know, tell us some of your highlights for the last 6 months in terms of places you've played and people you've played with.
We got to go to Alaska together. We did a tour up in Alaska together for about 3 weeks over the solstice weekend, which solstice up in Alaska is fairly significant. We're sitting out on the beach watching sunset at about 2 a.m.
And how long is the sun down on the solstice in Alaska? For about 45 minutes?
It doesn't even really go down.
Yeah, it's just kind of twilight for about 4 hours or so. And all of Alaska was really beautiful. I just got to do a 3-week tour with John Wart Hanum across Canada. He's a Juno-winning Canadian songwriter who I'm a big fan of personally and musically. And so that was a lot of fun, and I hadn't seen most of Canada before, so... That one was really fun. God, they're all blurring in my head right now. Those are the two that jump out at me. It's especially fun.
Mm-hmm. We've got Danny Schmidt in the WNRN studios this morning. Carrie Elkins is here as well, and we'll be helping out this morning. So what are you going to start with? Are you going to start something new, something old?
I'm going to play all new ones, I think.
All new ones. Yay.
And this one sort of got inspired by the house hunting process. It sort of took on more emotional significance than I anticipated that it would, and a song popped out. That's what seems to happen. And we'll see if I can sing it at 9 a.m, but... There are signs in all the yards with a price tag and a plea. Can't you hear them houses sing? Can't you hear them houses sing? And I can see my daughter swinging in the shade of every tree. Can't you hear them houses sing? Can't you hear them houses sing? And I can move a mountain when the mountain moves in me. And I can hear them houses sing. I can hear them houses sing. Every building tells a story. Every builder holds a pen. Can't you hear them houses sing? Can't you hear them houses sing? But they only tell beginnings. They're yours to tell the end. Can't you hear them houses sing? Can't you hear them houses sing? And I can move a mountain when the mountain moves in me. And I can hear them houses sing. I can hear them houses sing. If there's limestone neath the pylons, well, that's stone enough for me. Can't you hear them houses sing? Can't you hear them houses sing? 'Cause I'm cracked in all the places I expect my steps should be. Well, can't you hear them houses sing? Can't you hear them houses sing? Well, they sing like tired children. They just sing the things they know. Then they sink into your arms until your dreams become their own. But the only thing that stands between the houses and the homes is a mountaintop, an old steel pail, and 30 years of stone. So all you quarry men and miners, you family men and friends, can't you hear them houses sing? Well, I can hear them houses sing. 'Cause I'm here to move a mountain. I'm here to make a man. Can't you hear them houses sing? Well, I can hear them houses sing. And I can move a mountain when the mountain moves in me. And I can hear them houses sing. Can't you hear them houses sing? Yes, I can hear them houses sing. Can't you hear them houses sing?
WNRN. Got Danny Schmidt and Carrie Elkins live in the WNRN studios this morning. Danny is going to be playing a couple shows in our area. Probably time to talk a little bit about that as well. Tonight, you're going to be in Harrisonburg, and you're going to be at the infamous Little Grill.
The infamous Little Grill. Yeah, I'm excited to be back.
Well, it's such a nice little... Yes, it's such a nice place, and I know, you know... you have a history with that place, but you know, it is kind of a nice, it's kind of an interesting idea for a restaurant that it's kind of employee owned and operated. And
well, and what first drew me to Virginia was Twin Oaks community and cooperative efforts were a big theme in my life, still are. And so yeah, I've always had a soft place in my heart for the Little Grill. I love what they're doing up there.
And then tomorrow, the show at the Southern.
Yeah, it's my birthday, and I decided it would be... it's somewhat indulgent, to be honest. I wanted to come up here and spend my birthday with my Charlottesville friends, who I haven't seen too much of in the last year, and sort of play a show where I'm only responsible for half the night, and I'm going to sort of play one longish set, and then... we'll take a little break, and then we'll just do a big old song swap and a whole bunch of wonderful Charlottesville singer-songwriters will take turns, and I get to sit back and drink tequila and enjoy my friends. There's a long list of great folks. Paul and Devin will be there. Carrie Elkin will be up there singing. Nickeltown sounds like is going to sort of dust off the rust and come out of retirement and maybe sing a couple songs for us. Jan Smith will be there. Keith Morris will be there. And then several people who are hopefully going to be there. So it should be a lot of fun.
Well, it's also kind of the Southern's birthday, too. I think officially it may have been this past weekend when they had been open for a year.
Oh, really? So it's their anniversary as well.
Yeah, right. It is. It's around this time. They originally were supposed to be open at the end of September last year, and just wasn't ready yet. They moved a couple of shows over to Fry Spring, and then it was, I think, the first weekend in October that they were open for the first time. But it was still very dusty.
Yep.
So they've gotten most of the dust out there, and it's I think if people are familiar with you and your kind of collective group here, there was a group called King of My Living Room. So this is going to be similar to that, I guess.
Yeah, but more loose and casual. Well, if you can get more loose and casual than King of My Living Room was, it will be that. It should be a lot of fun.
We've got Danny Schmidt here live in the WNRS studios. He's going to be tonight at Little Grill in Harrisonburg and tomorrow at the Southern. Where are you headed after the Southern?
We're going to spend a couple of days hanging around and visiting with folks. Carrie's birthday is on Monday. We got a lot of birthdays. And so we're going to stay around through Monday and celebrate Carrie's birthday here as well. And then go down to Asheville, spend a couple of days down there. And then we've got a few shows on sort of coastal Carolina. And then we get to go home and knock down walls and redo some drywall and stuff like that.
So this house that is singing also is kind of asking for some renovation, too.
Yeah, it's singing maybe a little off pitch right right currently.
So you got to tune it up.
Yes.
That sounds good. Well, what do you have for us next, Danny?
Song about sort of negotiating the monthly adventure through irrationality sometimes. Somewhat of a domestic song as well, I would suppose. There's pharaohs and there's farmers, there's bosses and there's slaves. There's every kind of sorrow in the fields these days. From the delta of the Nile to the country of the brave. And well, baby's gone mad again. But Moses climbed the mountain, and Moses got the stones. And Moses told the people, I'm going on home. The Red Sea parted, and the Dead Sea moaned with the ragtime blues. So lead me to the river, lay me by the shore. Let the coyotes find me, let the raindrops pour. Clouds drop roses till I'm drowned in thorns, 'cause baby's gone mad again. But rivers flow wild, rivers flow free, and rivers flow mighty, or it just might be that rivers run crazy till the moon comes clean with the ragtime blues. Genghis Khan was conned, but Napoleon was told, never go and conquer what you cannot hold. If land was a woman, I'd be foolish for the gold. And well, baby's gone mad again. But I'm not saying that I'm some king, and I'm not saying that you're no queen, but I'm just saying I got the ragtime blues. Well, the Deeper is the winter, the richer is the spring. What the frost might take if the sunshine brings. Little color on the hill, a little dust upon the wings. Oh, baby's coming back again. But none can decipher, none too soon. The circles of the sun and the circles of the moon run circles round my head, a circulatory tune called the ragtime, 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 ragtime blues.
Danny Schmidt in the WNRN studios playing tonight, Little Grill, tomorrow at the Southern, and a birthday celebration in store for Danny tomorrow night, and should be a good time. So tell us a little bit about this new album that you're, is it finished?
It is almost finished. I'm going to finish it as soon as I get home from this trip. It's very stripped down, which is a little nerve-wracking. It's just, pretty much the whole thing's me and my guitar, some really pretty harmonies, and some bass, and that's about it. Recording at this really, I say it's a beautiful studio, and that way understates it. It's this studio called, it's out in Wimberley called Blue Rock, and Wimberley is like Texas Hill Country, and it's just this gorgeous setting, and the place itself is really inspiring place. And since it is so stripped down, we thought it was even more important that sort of sonically it be kind of impeccable, because it's just all naked right there in front. I'm excited about it. The songs I think are more suited to a real stripped down approach.
Well, I've kind of noticed not really maybe a change, but maybe a different perspective on some of the things you've been writing about. I mean, you had a several albums where you were writing a lot of really political songs, and even just today we're doing a little more domestic.
Yeah, it's getting a little more domesticated. And frankly, I got so disgusted with the political situation, I stuck my head in the sand about it for a while. I kind of felt like things didn't need to be said about it. Well, that's a long conversation for off the air, probably. But yeah, I wasn't writing those kinds of songs for a while.
Well, but you know, I kind of like the new twist. I mean, it's kind of interesting to see your perspective on these things. You know, it's enjoyable to me to see, you know, what you're thinking about, what you're writing about, and it is different, but it's still good. So that's a good news for me and other listeners as well. One more live tune for us today.
Sure. Yeah, it's a little ditty about kind of not letting anybody tell you what your limitations ought to be. Know thy place and know thy part. Know it by name, know it by face, know it by heart. And don't look up, 'cause it's a long ways down. Step by step and breath by breath, it's a trail of doubt. It's a trail of doubt. But I've heard them tell you lies, that all that's true's been tried, that life's been carved in ice. So hide your light and fear your flame, and know thy place, and know thy part. Know it by name, know it by face, and know it by heart. And don't look up, 'cause it's a long ways down.
step by step and breath by breath, it's a trail of doubt. It's a trail of doubt. But I'm here to tell you this, that the sky is yours to kiss. So go and lift your lips and raise your eyes and expect surprise and know thy place and know thy part. Know it by name, know it by face, and know it by heart. Don't look down, 'cause that's all been seen. Step by step and breath by breath, it's a trail of dreams. It's a trail of dreams. Step by step and breath by breath. Step by step and breath by breath. Step by step and breath by breath, it's a trail of dreams.
Danny Schmidt, Carrie Elkins, live in the WN Ren studio this morning. And Danny, you've always had a really good eye for art for your CDs, especially like the last one with the piano.
Thank
kind
you.
Of with things growing out of it, and then also that adorable picture of you kissing Buddha on the back. So you got some plans for the artwork for this one?
Well, funny you should mention it, because I picked out a piece I loved, and it's pretty much got shot down by the three
All
people that I've that I've shared it with. So I'm still on the hunt.
We agree. Some that he's
sometimes
good
the people in your life don't have the same impeccable taste that you have, and so yeah.
No, or I'm anyone still, else in the world.
I'm still searching on this one.
Well, is
I'll
there
find something I love?
Is there a particular song that's kind of captured your imagination to feature as the title track, or is there kind of a theme that you're kind of looking at? I'm just curious.
I pulled the title from one of the songs called "Man of Many Moons," and there's some themes that song seems to tie together. About sort of getting a little bit older and fighting through commitment issues to settle on some things. And there's several themes through that song. And so I pulled that line from that song. So it's going to be called "Man of Many Moons." And I just need to find the right piece of art that reflects that somehow.
We've got Danny Schmidt in the studios this morning. He's going to be playing tonight at Little Grill and tomorrow night at the Southern. And so we're going to go ahead and give away that pair of tickets to go to the Southern tomorrow, which will also feature Paul and Devin Nickeltown and some other friends coming in and playing in a guitar swap, so to speak, after Danny's set. Well, thanks, Danny, once again. And thank you, Carrie, for coming in this morning as well.
Thank you.
Pleasure to see you both.
You
thank
too.
You. It's
thank
good to
you.
See you too.